Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Ciccarelli. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Ciccarelli. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stu Miller. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Stu Miller. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Miller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman bunts towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Ciccarelli bunts in front of the plate. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to third. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field. Brandt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brandt. Altman scores. Dark moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to second. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda juggles the ball. That's an error on Cepeda. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Ciccarelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ciccarelli moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ciccarelli scores. Marshall moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morin is walked intentionally. Herb Noren pinch hits for Bobby Thompson. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Banks scores. Morin moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ciccarelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Stu Miller. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Willie Mays pinch hits for Willie Kirkland. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brandt tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Mays now playing center field. Felipe Alou now playing right field. Al Worthington now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthington covering, for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-3 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bressude hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5. And San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.